Thank you, and thank you for coming. Actually, the funny thing is that I started doing some seminars before it was, I do as long as LT, normalization technique. In fact, it was in California, in San Francisco, with Mitchell, I don't know who put this first seminar, but it was up front.
Yeah, of course.
And, in any event, there was a woman there, I don't remember who was exactly, but she was on the TV, the usual of her article.
Charlie.
Yeah, right. And she says, well, what did you do? So I said, well, I organized the nervous system. So she says, oh, that's very interesting. She says, like, do an organization. I think that's a great idea. And somebody says, no, 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 that's negative. I said, well, this is what animals is negative. I said, oh, it's not impossible. So day one, that was our slogan. And I don't believe anything is impossible. Absolutely, I'll agree. In times of impossible, never. There is no condition that I have seen, and believe me, in 24 years, I have seen a lot of condition. And I don't see the average, you know, crick in the neck and a backache and all that stuff. I see really, you know, disaster people with all kinds of neurological and genetic and whatever. And nothing is impossible. Make it perfect, that is terrible. Limitation of tissue and limitation of genetics. We're looking at able to, I believe, model some genetics. We're working on that very precisely right now, and I think it's happening. And you know, it's just thrilling to be able to, for instance, as we've gone through developing this thing, to, for instance, because my concepts were the fact that the nervous system is totally repairable, every cell in the brain and everything else, and up until November of last year, this was not considered to be a possibility, and then the report comes out saying that brain cells regenerate. I thought it told you that 3 years ago. So, well, whatever, because we were doing it. And we had just addressed genetic programs, etc. But in any event, how did I really get started? I started primarily because I was unhappy with chiropractic as I knew it, and I was an instructor in techniques of chiropractic. So in any event, I wasn't able to reduce, on purpose and by design, the state outcome. One time, and I said, great, the patient said, God, that was a miracle. And maybe it was. It was the next time, the same guy, with the same problem, and you couldn't fix it. So I said, this is not good, right? It's got to be something else. So we started looking around. And I had a very good friend, because we used to have what we call the Wednesday night courses. We were all fairly young in practice, and they would be the night courses every Wednesday night, 52 degrees here in Western Valley, to talk about whatever it was that we were having in terms of developing the practice. Because we didn't have other mentors, except for a couple of chiropractors that were willing to give them time. So we kind of battled things around. And every guy that ever came to this group, it was 22 of them all together, said that if it wasn't for the Wednesday night boys, they wouldn't have been a friend. But anyhow, so we moved on along, and this friend of mine had a sciatica, and couldn't put a dent in it. We all tried. And he went around looking for this, and he found an acupuncturist, went to one, went to another. Finally found this guy, David Hung, who was an acupuncturist, and also the secretary of the Acupuncture Society, which is a Chinese organization and international. And he got permission to teach us because he told them that we are like other doctors. We have a philosophy that's the same as acupuncture. And if you ever go to Parma and to Davenport and you go to the BJ's DD's house, you will see the Chinese museum. Everything is Chinese. And the, you know, they have the big chi, and there's the wood chi, and the bump down inside, I heard it, I think. And you have the innate and open thing. Not I own it different. Anyway, so we started studying acupuncture. We hired in, and we had 8 months of acupuncture every week in my house. And after a while, I was able to start to understand and write Chinese. I couldn't tell you what he said, but I knew what he said. was good for a while, and I got very good at these. And it was illegal at the time, and in the meantime, I started in on SOT, and the cranials and the whole thing, and I knew the nation well, and I used to go to out to Omaha, and for I don't know how many years in a row. And then George Kogart burst on the scene, and I saw kinesiology, and I said, whoa, there is something. I mean, SOT was good, okay? But this had a potential that was beyond the imagination. Because now you can start to really find out what the body thought was going on.
And not only what the body thought was going on, but you can tell the body stuff. Whatever, doesn't matter. And you know, it doesn't have an option. Because the subconscious doesn't reason, it accepts. So when I say, for example, now, do you know any doctor, any place, or any chiropractor that treats an adult? No. But the patient hurts the doctor. They'll come and they'll say, I can't get comfortable at night. My back is chilling. I wake up in the morning and I don't know what to do. So you say, well, you're getting mattresses. And so they said, I said, he said, well, you didn't ask me. You didn't get your own mattress. That was not the right answer. They just tell me why I hurt the patient. And I was still. And they were telling me they hurt the dog. So I said, of course. Why did I think that? So then I need a doctor program and stuff like that. Now, patients will always say, you need to close your eyes. I said, no, talk. But it's not right. Because you can be, you know, you close your eyes and make a talk. Oh, okay, so what's that you're talking about? So anyhow, we added talk to the program, and we did a few other things. In the meantime, Playboy Magazine, I'm an inspection of Playboy Magazine, it's a great anatomical book. I don't know why. And about 25 years ago, plus or minus, whenever, you have to hire some people, I don't know if they were PhDs or something or other, to write a series of articles on human sexuality. The concept was, of course, to explain the peptide of playbook. And, of course, the first and the second paragraph of the first article said that the survival reflexes of the species, something I already knew, were feeding, life, and reproduction. Now, I knew that, but I needed to see it again. I said, of course, what I need to do is find out the survival system. How do they work? And then they have to interact with each other, because one turns the other off, turns the other on, or whatever the case may be. So then I started to investigate the survivals. And in the case of reproduction, what, Playboy and the other similar magazines wrote about, in terms of at least for the male gender and for some females, is the fact that they're talking about a survival system built into every individual. Sex is a survival mechanism. It's built in, you can't knock it down, no matter what you do. You're going to be there. And in terms of, for instance, the religious, I believe in God, something is my best friend. But not particularly religions, because they're involved in perpetuating themselves. And so, the thing is, what does religions do mostly? Well, they govern your congregation, because you have to be close to the church, close to the synagogue, or to the mosque, or whatever. They all have some kind of restriction on diet. So we've got eating, and five puts in numbers this year. And they all have rules about reproduction. And that's reproduction. So they've got you the three survivals. If they control the survivals, they control you. Hopefully. Not a good idea. But anyway, this is what's happened. So I said I have to find these things out. And little by little, over the years, we were able to put together and find out what these different systems did, how they did it. And in most cases, I had to take each of the survivals and bring it back to the jump. Because you look at the books and to see about the survivals and how these systems work in their own, they don't tell you. At least they don't tell you with any kind of thing that you can understand. Because they're more concerned with the pathology and this and whatever, and not the normal function. Well, I'm concerned with normal function. You know, I don't care what the pathology is. I want to know how does this thing work when everything is doing good. Because that's what I want to bring it to. When everything is doing good, you don't have a problem. So, I put. And I get four to sometimes, you know, they don't hate me, but they always want to knock me down. And I was at a meeting once, and I don't see a lot of people in a day. So one of the guys said, you know, how many people do you see a day? I said, oh, I don't know, maybe anyways from 12 to 18. He said, you go about practice? That's the best thing to do. That's a very successful one, by the way. And they couldn't conceive that at all, because he's one of these guys where he's about 100 to 200 or whatever. What the hell can you do with anybody in the day? You know, like that. It doesn't work. Because we're not that simple. We are simple, but we're not that simple. Because we're connected. The headphone is connected to the foot bone. In fact, I used to start selling on that. Because the headphone is literally connected to the foot bone and everything in between. And you can't have something wrong with one part of your body without something wrong with the other. So you can't treat a piece. People come in and they want their knee fixed. Well, I can't do their knee until I do their leg. And I can't do the leg until I do their pelvis. I can't do the pelvis until I do the skull. And maybe the shoulders and God knows what. So it ends up, we've got to do a whole thing. But that's the way it goes. The thing is, hey, I'm going to fix you. That's what you come for. And people come from long distances, and they pay money. Green stuff, checks, or credit cards, but they pay money now. Not tomorrow. So I don't have people owe me money. I don't have accounts receivable. What for? You go to the supermarket, you get to the end of the line, you got to pay for all the money. 49, whatever it is. Because that's what it is. You've got the groceries, you've got the service, not a pay for it. Well, okay, what's wrong with that? Our patients aren't going to pay for what they can, but they're going to come. Because they're not going to invest in themselves. People that don't invest in themselves don't really care for me. And I don't need that kind of patient. My patients are so happy that they came. And they recommend people. I don't take people walking up the street. I don't take workers' comp. And I don't take behind cases. If they have a problem, they come, they pay their money, and then we do a lot of things for them, and they'll get back from most or whatever they're going to get back, if they get it back. But I don't have to fight for my money. I got it already. And the patient says, well, quickly. I tell the lawyers, I said, you want to make a case, don't come to me. You want me to fix the patient, come to me, I'm going to fix it. And some of them think about it, the patients are not about to get it. So, I'm just going to win $10,000, but you know, this fuck you, what do you want? But anyway, why not? But it can be done. Any part, any place. And as George used to say, as put on by the way, upside down on a Thursday afternoon in the rain. No problem. And because we are usually wired similarly, whether it's tall or short, or dark, or white, or, you know, female or male, we all have the same wiring. And so under the circumstances within reason. So we have the human program. The body knows the human program. And so we were created perfectly, and even if we didn't come out that way, and we do glitch ourselves because we got this way and hurt and broken our head or something else, the program's in there. So we have to now access it, find it, bring it up to the front, get rid of the negatives, and reprogram and get it done. And you can tell the body to do different things. So, I don't know what, I think probably the best idea is to show you some of the stuff. I'm sure you've seen some of it in any event. But we